Now on a buggy again. The thing that the trace has come back, and it's where you hook the trace. You know what that thing's called?
I'm sorry.
Okay. I understand. I don't know. Before I started doing this, I didn't know. And if a man was, what would you say somebody's doing when he was filling up his wagon with wood and taking it to his house, unloading it and filling it up again? What would he be doing? What would that whole thing be?
If he filled it up and take it to his house and unload it, don't you say?
Uh-huh.
He's loading and unloading.
Uh-huh. Or what? Or if he was just driving along, he'd say he's doing what?
If he's just driving along.
Uh-huh. He has a load of wood. What would you say he's doing with his wood? Okay, well, see that's the kind of thing. It's not real picky type questions. I'm not trying to make it. It's not like I'm giving you a test or anything like that. So please don't look at it that way.
Yes, he's hauling.
Okay, well,
he's what?
Uh-huh. Well, what's the first thing that, when you're getting ready to plant in the spring, what's the first thing you have to do to the field?
Well, you fly it up, break it up, break up the land.
And what is, do you know of any different kinds of plows? And for that, can you describe any different kinds that you remember?
Well, I can't describe the plows. I know there's there are different plows. They use the harrow the ground.
They what? Oh,
they harrow it. They have harrows.
Uh-huh.
And they harrow the ground.
Okay.
I know what they look like, but I can't really describe them.
Okay, well, can you try shortages?
No. I can't begin to describe them.
Okay. And what do you call the things that the wheels fit into on a wagon? You call it the same thing on a car, too. I think you usually call it the same thing. But what do you call the things that the wheels fit onto on a wagon? Fit onto?
That the wheels fit onto?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. A man could easily ask you a
question. I know. There's a lot of stuff about kitchen things in here later on.
Oh. I don't know.
Okay, well, on a car, like, you might say it's the part that goes underneath, and then, you know, you might break it sometimes.
That accident?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And, now, what do you call things that it's a X-shaped type of frame that you lay a log across to saw it into stove length?
I can't think of it right now. I can pitch it.
Uh-huh.
Oh.